Seven Stories combines music, storytelling, and visuals to create a multi-sensory work created by an all-female lineup. Seven Stories is based on the concept that when we boil down the world's vast cauldron of myths, legends, and literature, there are seven quintessential stories that emerge. The quest, overcoming darkness, rags to riches, the fatal flaw, comedy of errors, the journey, and transformation. Joining us this morning is Caitlin Yeo, a multi-award-winning Australian screen composer whose work you might know from Compass and Tashi, who created in this work The Quest. Good morning, Caitlin.
Hi. Hi, Sophie. How are you?
Very, very well. Now, I'm very curious about this process because in seven composers that were involved in this project, they're all from very different areas of music composition.
Absolutely, yes.
So for you, was it a collaborative effort for working all together? Was it everyone composed each part differently and all came together at the end?
It was probably a combination of both. We all took on a story each, my story being The Quest, and we all went away and did research and wrote the works ourselves in various stages, and we'll come together during those stages and play each other the works and give each other feedback and help each other to get to the next stage.
So how did it all kind of seamlessly come together at the end? Was it like the doing that?
They were all written for the same ensemble. Mm-hmm. We all collaborated with Ensemble Offspring to choose the best instruments that we needed for the ensemble, and we wanted seven players in the ensemble just to have this sort of groups of seven. Everything is in groups of seven for this show, and so the one thing that unifies the work is the ensemble and the musical palette that we used. We also because we all discussed the stories together and we discussed them with playwright Hilary Bell. She brought it all together via text, incredible text that she wrote for the show. Mm. And that text is weaved through all the stories as well and present in all the works.
Mm. The seven elements of pretty much the hero's journey brings me a bit back to high school in a way.
Yeah, there is a bit of hero's journey in there. Absolutely. There's definitely a main protagonist.
Oh, yeah. know, this part of the journey, this part of the journey, this part
That's
of the journey.
Right.
So what kind of interested you about the quest aspect for your part?
I was drawn to the quest because I liked the idea of a quest is always where you're searching or striving for something that's very valuable or immeasurably valuable, something that you haven't already got and you really need to work hard to get. And I liked the idea of it being something that you can't kind of just easily pick up. I also like the idea of the fact that a lot of quest stories that we have been told and that we've come across in literature thus far are very male-orientated stories, and there's always a battle involved, and it might be like Conan the Barbarian or Superman. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if I think about the quests that I go on in my life as a woman, they often aren't battle-driven. There are certainly struggles, and it's certainly something I have to grapple with and dance around and play with, but it's not really battle-driven per se for me. It's a different type of quest. So I was drawn to trying to look at the story from a feminine point of view.
As you are working with six others, I should say, female composers, did they all bring that aspect as well? So like, even though this is quite an epic journey, this is not the male battle-driven one, as you mentioned.
Absolutely. So what we discovered at the beginning, we didn't even think about it from a truthfully, we didn't think about it from a feminist perspective. We were literally just a group of women who wanted to make a big work together. Mm. And we decided to hang it on this idea of looking at these seven stories. But as we started digging, we all were kind of astounded by how masculine many of the stories were that we found and how we didn't completely resonate with that as women, and we wanted to look at them from our perspective. So that inherently became part of the work by default, simply because we were seven women looking at these stories.
Well, for people who go and see it tonight, do you think they'll kind of experience something very different orally when they listen to it?
I absolutely do think so. When I was listening to it and looking at it yesterday, it was bringing tears to my eyes, actually. It's very emotional, and I realised that the way that the seven female composers and all the visuals and the text has been interpreted is inherently very much emotional stories. And those stories, they kind of transport you in a way, and in quite a different way than you would normally expect for these seven archetypal stories. So I think that it to me, I couldn't quite define the genre. It felt very new to me, very palatable, very alluring, extremely magical, and intriguing and mysterious and all these kinds of things, yeah.
It's kind of strange to think that, you know, we've been on this earth God knows how long, and yet all the stories are always from a male perspective, and yet...
I don't think we can say all the stories are from a male perspective.
Predominantly.
A predominant amount, yeah. Absolutely, a large percentage. And it is strange to think, how is that? Well, why is that? I still don't have an answer for why that is, but all we can do is keep trying to tell our own stories, and hopefully we find that we resonate with everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it is happening tonight for Vivid Live. Of course, Vivid's also about the visual aspect. So how has that come into the performance tonight?
Well, the visuals are an absolute treat. Sarah Jane Woolahan made the visuals. She took the seven pieces of music and bespoke made each visual for each piece of music. So they're extraordinary. And she shot a dancer for it. And the dancer appears in all seven stories. So that dancer becomes like the main protagonist that goes through the journey and the comedy of errors and the quest and the rags to riches and the final transformation. And so you see this character go through or appear in all these stories. And the visuals are very, very beautiful and very, very modern. Mm-hmm. I think it will be a feast for the eyes. It's very new visual work, I think.
Was it different for you as a screen composer? Because usually you see the visual first before you compose.
Yeah, and that was on purpose. We did it that way. A lot of us, all of us as composers were storytellers in some way, shape or form, whether we were screen composers or songwriters or classical composers. And we really wanted to upturn the normal way that music got set to vision. For the most part, particularly as a screen composer, you receive the cut, you receive the story, you receive the script, and you write to that, mm-hmm. and you have to service that. But we wanted to upturn that system or that kind of process and start with the music and have the music inform the visuals and have the music inform the text and have the music inform the script. And it really has created quite a different result. It's a beautiful result, incredible result.
Well, can't wait to see the beautiful result tonight. Yeah. But Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us here on So Hot right now.
Thank you.